Welcome to the Money and Time Machine podcast, where you can learn how to rage against the theft of your financial future by listening to a unique perspective on what's holding you back from a life of more money and more time.
Hello and welcome to the Money and Time Machine podcast. I'm your host, Justin Paul. I very aptly named this particular episode The Coronavirus and Your Financial Sanity. I don't need to bring to anyone's attention the impact that the coronavirus affair has brought to the doorsteps of economies, countries, large and small, and not to mention people's homes. As unprecedented as what has transpired has been, there is still a number of things you can do to help abate or avert your worst fears, the loss of your jobs, and the implications on the largest debt most of us carry, our mortgages. You will know my guest from the last two episodes, and it's her I have to thank for today's episode. I was reading an interesting article on kayaking or surf skiing in the ocean called The Zone of Uncertainty. When you find yourself far from the shore with threatening waves, and how, if you're smart, and I don't mean that in a condescending manner, but if you can read the conditions, however bleak and treacherous, catch the crest of the waves to give you the momentum and use your existing power, the current, the winds, and those very threatening waves to your advantage. Welcome back to the Money and Time Machine podcast, Jody Carl from Sterling Finance. Welcome, Jody.
Thanks, Justin. It's great to be here.
Jody, you don't need any introduction, but what the people do need is some sound advice in this time of uncertainty. I think you'll agree that with more information and as calm a mind as you can muster, you can make better decisions than you might otherwise make if you were over-anxious, flustered, or worse, in a panic. I'm not going to say that if you're feeling any of those emotions, you're in trouble. On the contrary, feel whatever you're feeling, but hopefully what Jody has to share will offer you some solace and peace of mind. Just as I was putting together the bones for this podcast episode, my partner Anne came walking into my office in tears, and I guessed right. Her hours at work had been significantly cut to the bone. When I met Anne 7 years ago, she was a single mother supporting her three boys, and her job, as I'm sure it is to all in her position, is tantamount to her ability to look after a family. So I really do have a sense of the impact this, whatever you wish to call what is happening now, is having on people everywhere. And I suspect if you're highly leveraged, the stress levels must be high. So I'm going to ask Jody a simple question rather than a number of questions and let Jody do what she knows and does best, okay? So Jody, we spoke at length about the banking system in the last two episodes, but to say that since then, there has been an escalation in the market would be an understatement. So what news have you got for our listeners that might that might give them back some control of what is happening across the country? What do people who are experiencing hardships need to consider and think about?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to touch on probably not specific banks and their hardship procedures and processes that customers can tap into.
Yes.
All of you can basically just Google your bank's name and hardship. So, for example, if I've got a mortgage at ANZ, it'll be ANZ and hardship. And what will come up will be a list of provisions and things that they will be able to do to help you. But there are some things that you may be able to do before going to the bank on hardship grounds. You just don't want to go running there for no reason. It's there for a reason, and there are implications for your mortgage long term, which I'll touch on. So I hope, first of all, I hope you all are and continue to be well and as happy as can be expected under the circumstances, all your listeners out there. We're all currently living under very difficult and uncertain circumstances, which at the present time they don't really have an end date. We're all being extremely inconvenienced in ways that would have been unimaginable only a few months ago. So it's important to practice self-care both for yourself and for your family and friends. Remember, put your oxygen mask on first so that you can be of assistance to others. It doesn't mean being selfish and only looking after yourself at the expense of others, but ensuring that you're eating well, sleeping enough, and exercising the best that you can. Allowing yourself to get run down and into the ground doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help yourself. It definitely doesn't help others that may be relying on you. So whilst there is no end date and we have been told to prepare for this situation to continue for at least the next 6 months, there will be an end date. I've provided some useful websites for Justin to include in his text at the end of this podcast. So please have a scroll through and, tap into those if you feel the need. So a lot of people in certain industries will not lose their jobs or income, and in such cases, such as the medical field and other essential services and supermarkets, will be run off their feet and certain to experience exhaustion. And there may be some jobs created out of these industries as a result of the increased need. But the sad reality is that a lot of people will be stood down till there is recovery or they may completely lose their jobs, particularly in the hospitality and leisure industries, such as cafes, restaurants, bars, hotels, cinemas, all the non-essential services basically. This translates into a loss of income and not being able to afford the basic needs such as shelter, food and clothing. As such, there may be a limited number of things that can be done to alleviate these difficulties, and it will be a case of preparing where possible but acting as soon as things do get difficult. It won't matter how old you are or to some degree how well off you are. In some cases, the bigger you are, the harder you'll fall. Those with low debt will probably be able to ride this out, fairly well with the addition of government assistance. So the economy is slowing down to a stall, and whilst we all put ourselves in isolation, we are already seeing this in the markets of the world. We're feeling it within our own Australian economy. This goes for students who can't attend schools, universities, students who can't earn small amounts of money through casual or part-time work or contract work, but it also applies to some permanent full-time workers who have or will be made redundant due to their employers being forced to shut down their businesses. So if you lose your employment, register straight away with Centrelink, as it may take some time to do so, as we've seen over the last couple of days with the site crashing. And there will be a subsequent six-week wait for any assistance that may be provided to you unless the government steps in and fast-tracks these assessments and payments to you. The government has stepped up and has provided various stimulus packages which will assist to alleviate some of the financial burden, but it still won't be an easy ride. As well, the banks have hardship provisions which they have available to owner-occupiers who have mortgages, investors who have mortgages, and especially where their tenants are unable to pay rent and the government bans eviction on the basis of inability to pay rent. As well, there is provision for small business owners through tax relief and incentive payments to keep on their staff, as well as banks allowing deferred loan repayments for up to 6 months. Even commercial property owners who rent out space to small business tenants who may not be able to pay their rent may be able to be provided with hardship packages with favourable terms to get through this difficult period, such that rent may be reduced by the landlord to assist their tenant while still allowing the property owner to continue to meet their loan terms agreed with the bank. We are to a degree all in this together and must remember to remind ourselves of this and keep perspective. Don't result in panic buying and stockpiling. It may allow you to keep yourself going for a period of time, but it may result in someone else not having sufficient food for that same day. As well, we've been told there is no supply problems in Australia. The fact that we live in Australia, we've already won lotto. Okay, there are a lot of other countries who have had no warning and are doing far worse than us. Buy what you need for up to a few days or a week where possible, but no more than that. And that way no one will suffer shortages. For all those who have mortgages, hopefully you're at least up to date with your loan repayments and possibly even ahead by a few months where that is possible. Do not leave it till you have missed a payment before seeking your bank's hardship provisions, as you will start to damage your credit files for your future. As soon as you know in advance that you will not be able to make a loan repayment, contact your bank without delay and discuss with them your current hardship. They will work with you and will not make an entry on your credit file if you contact them before loan repayments are missed. The situation at hand legally requires that they do so, but it is in their best interest and all our best interest for them to do so anyway, and they know that. However, if starting to go into hardship before you go contacting the bank for hardship provisions, please take stock of what you may already have available to you for any existing credit facilities, but more specifically, mortgages. So I'm going to list these very slowly. There are six main things that you can do And the sixth being the one where you go to your bank for hardship provisions. So for starters, ensure that your loan repayments are minimised and you're not paying more than the minimum repayment required. If so, contact the bank to reduce them to their minimum amount. If you have available redraw, transfer that back to your transaction account that draws your loan repayments so that surplus cash can be utilised for your next loan, next one, two, or maybe even three loan repayments. Number three, contact your broker or bank if you don't have a broker and see if you can get your interest rate reduced in line with what they're offering new clients if yours is higher. This may depend on your loan-to-value ratio being below a certain percentage, which the broker or banker can advise you on. Reviewing your budget and seriously looking at your spending, as you may be able to eliminate wanted but not needed expenditure, such as subscriptions or ongoing purchases that you could happily live without. Netflix may not be one of those you may be willing to ditch for obvious reasons, but rationalise all your spending to minimise exhausting your cash reserves too soon. Number five, there is the option of early release of superannuation under hardship provisions. This would be the least preferred option in my view, especially given that the market has dropped and so would your superannuation. So drawing it out, you're actually eroding it far more quickly than what you would have if you'd been drawing it out 6 or 12 months ago. So try and avoid that. But if you really have to do that, then that's an option. And number six, applying to the bank for hardship provisions may now be your only option, and this is what they may be able to offer you depending on which bank you have your mortgage with. As I said before, Google your bank with the words "and hardship" after it. So there's quite a few of these. I'm going to go through them really slowly because some of you may be sitting there with a pen and paper ready to write some of these down. These provisions may not apply to all banks, but I've done a big research yesterday of all the banks that I have access to, and these are pretty much what they've got on offer as a collective. So you may have the ability to defer your mortgage and or loan repayments for up to 6 months. Or if in front on your loan home loan repayments, where you have available redraw, you may be able to, rather than withdraw the redraw and put it in account for loan repayments, you may be able to just take a repayment holiday, which you'll organise with the bank, which reduces your redraw accordingly as loan repayments are deducted from that redraw. You may be able to lower your contracted repayments. You may be able to extend the term of the loan. However, this may depend on your age. Obviously, banks want you to pay your loan off by a certain retirement age. The option to make interest-only payments for a period of time may be something the bank will consider. Special arrangements in relation to arrears. Try going into arrears, but if it does happen, they may be able to capitalise the arrears into the loan over the remaining term at the end of this difficult period. Early access to term deposit funds with waivers on redemption fee. So what I mean by that is you may be halfway through a fixed term deposit period of over 3 months. It may be 6 weeks in and you need the cash. You may be able to ask your bank to waive any fees that they may have charged you to break that fixed term deposit if you need access to cash. There may be waivers of other fees and charges related to a non-repayment of a loan. Under the circumstances, a degree of compassion is going to be shown by your bank. So don't be afraid to ask for it. You may be able to change your home loan type or product. So if cash is becoming a little bit short and you have an offset account, which you're not going to have funds in for much longer, it may be that for a small fee, or they may waive the fee, you could change to a very basic product with a better rate. Or vice versa, you might find that the rate that you're paying on a basic product may not be as good as one that you could get if you swap to a product with an offset account, if you still have available cash to put in that account that makes it worthwhile. Everyone's circumstances are different, and it's really important that you talk to your broker or your bank about your specific circumstances so that a tailored approach can be provided to you to give you the best possible outcome. You may be able to restructure or consolidate your debts to reduce loan repayments if you have more than one loan. For example, if you have personal loans or car loans or any other loan that's high interest, that you may be able to consolidate into your home loan and thus pay a lower interest rate across the total amount. Bear in mind that they will possibly, it will be over, you'll be paying interest over a 30-year term. So the total interest may end up being more at the end of the 30 years, but it may reduce your loan repayments for the foreseeable future, which will get you through this very difficult period of time. The bank may give you time to sell your property if that is your preference and that you want to move in with relatives or you want to just go back to renting. And for businesses, they may increase overdraft facilities for businesses over the short term or refund merchant rental fees for a period. I haven't been specific about businesses. Businesses just need to contact their banks and ask. Generally, it would be probably a six-month holiday on their loan repayments in full, or it may be that they will switch to interest only if they're not already under that arrangement. So just to be aware, in most cases, banks will capitalise interest into your loan. It will increase the loan balance and loan repayments when they resume, but they may agree to extend the term by the deferred loan repayment term to reduce loan repayments thereafter. All situations are not the same, as I've said before. So it'll be based on your circumstances as to what the most appropriate solution will be. I would suggest before you may need them, Google your bank's hardship provisions so you know what they are before you actually may need to enlist them. Our banks and brokers are still open for business though. So whilst I did get a call this morning from a first-time buyer who's just about to send me a contract of sale. So whilst activity in loaning funds is likely to diminish, it will not stop completely. People will still buy and sell their homes and investment properties. Motor vehicles and equipment will still be bought from dealerships. Refinancing is still occurring between banks. So, you know, if you're not happy with your current bank and they're not giving you what you believe is the best rate, there are options to refinance. Just remember that there will be approximately $1,000 changeover cost between lenders. So the cost benefit must be there for you to do that. Given the social the current social distancing that we need to practice, ASIC, the banks and the mortgage and finance professional bodies have somewhat relaxed certain policies, namely ID verification procedures for brokers, which means that ID verification can be done at Australia Post, remotely by Skype or FaceTime with your broker, or by telephone if you're an existing client of a broker. So you don't need to put your family at risk if you still need to do some lending or borrowing or you want to buy a house. Our policies and procedures have been modified in accordance with the current climate. So I guess with necessity comes invention and innovation, and these extreme circumstances are paving the way for new technologies, procedures and processes to be implemented to reduce the impact of our isolation, such that many will be able to work from home, as is currently occurring, children to continue to be educated at home. One of mine has today is her first day working from home, and she's in year 11, and my son is still at his school, and they won't be shutting down until possibly next week. We still wait for that instruction. And just remember, you can still conduct your personal and business transactions from home. I just wanted to just add another thing that I thought of this morning. Just be kind to yourself, be kind to others, keep perspective. It's always really good to have contingencies and plans in place. So, you know, if we all get sick at the same time, which won't happen if we all do what we've been asked to do by the government, who I think is doing a pretty reasonable job at the moment. Just make sure that you've got family and friends that you can call on, that if you all get sick and go into quarantine, they can go to the shops, get you some stuff, deliver it to you. We've got such great technology available to us now where we can text each other our shopping lists. We can, you know, direct debit payments to our friends and family who do go shopping for us. It's not wartime. We've possibly been complacent for a very long time, 100 years since the Spanish flu. And, you know, this what we're going through at the moment, this may happen again in 5-10 years' time. And at least now, because of technology, we're probably in the best possible space to weather this out. Our government, the amount of information sharing that's going between nations and governments and the World Health Organization, is extremely encouraging. I think it's just that our generation up to the age of 70 have really not done it tough like previous generations are, and we're not used to it, and we're overreacting a little bit. Just keep perspective, reach out to others. There'll always be someone more worse off than you. There'll be someone better off than you. Just look after the elderly, be there to support people who are doing it tougher than you, and be the best possible human you can be. And this is the time to step up and be a light for everyone, and not be the darkness. And look, on that note, all the best to everyone. I hope you all, you know, as many of you can keep your jobs, and employers can look after their employees, and, you know, we all get through this in the next 4 to 6 months. And in 6 months' time, you know, if that's how long it takes, it will be great celebrations. We have so much to look forward to. Employment will go through the roof. We'll have an abundance of food, which we still do now anyway, but we'll be going out more. We'll be celebrating. We'll be catching up with friends. We'll be having all the parties that we missed out on. There will be something to look forward to. Keep perspective and look out for each other. Anyway, Justin, thank you very much for this opportunity. Please put the websites up that I've provided you, and all the best.
No, thank you very much, Jody. I was staying very quiet there. Well-spoken words of wisdom we can all adhere to. You came straight from the heart, so thank you very much for that. I appreciate there's a lot of change being flaunted on us as the masses in a very condensed time. But I think what you've said about keeping perspective is truer words couldn't have been spoken. So, Jody, I know the mortgage broking industry, I think you sent me an email and you said the mortgage broking in this current environment is like playing football with goalposts moving. The banks are still trying to figure out their own policy and process changes to cope with the impacts of the virus before they can even be clear with us or their customers. And by us, I mean you people in the finance broking industry. So thank you very much for that segment. Well, there you have what Jody and I hope is some useful information you might want to look into and consider. In times of uncertainty, it's easy to get thrown for a loop. We're hearing stories here and abroad which could mean many sleepless and listless nights as many ponder their futures and seek clarity and certainty. Should you wish to contact Jody Carl directly, I'll avail her details in the show notes sections along with all of the list of websites that Jody thought might be pertinent and interesting to you to peruse. So till next we speak, please stay positive, find a supportive environment, and take this time to truly find out what your values are. I have a sneaky suspicion that you may just find some of the answers you're looking for within yourself. So till next we speak, please take care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Money and Time Machine podcast. And remember, you're either someone else's version of a money and time machine, or you can learn how to become your very own effective money and time machine and to live with purpose on purpose.